tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Thursday, January 29, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Continuing on with this round table discussion regarding public safety. John James, on one of his very first stops, was down in Livingston County. And while there, he met with the Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy, who, according to Officer Rick, living down in Livingston, he's very much aware of what's going on with Republican Party politics. Officer Rick texted me and said that he doesn't believe Mike Murphy is even going to get a primary challenger. He will run unopposed and most likely will get elected to be a state senator to replace term-limited Lana Tice. Also, there was the Livingston County prosecutor, the police chief, as well as the Michigan Association Chiefs of Police and CEO of the Michigan Sheriff's Association, talking about how the Michigan State Police is completely screwed up and people need to retire or be fired. Well, on other issues, John James shared that he believes those struggling with addictions and mental health challenges need a little bit more time and compassion. He shared that his former roommate at West Point took his own life, leaving behind a wife and children because of the unseen wounds of war, dealing with post-stress traumatic syndrome. He said disorder, said that this is something that we have to look at as well. We even have law enforcement officers, and quite frankly, too many people all over the state of Michigan who have similar stories. It's tragic. But as sad as that story is, it's not special. Well, both Wiles and Saxton urged James to seek counsel from local law enforcement if elected governor, saying that governors can get into their own bubble within the Michigan State Police Administration once they take office. Well, James said, having been a soldier, James shared an appreciation for law enforcement and the physically demanding job that it is. He noted that prior to President Donald Trump, the military had a tough time with recruitment. Now, with Trump in office and complete leadership changes, one that potential recruits could trust, recruitment is going through the roof. After an hour-long event, MERS News Service approached James asked him how he views the relationship between state and federal law enforcement in the face of the U.S. Border Patrol agents shooting protester Alex Preedy in Minnesota last weekend. Well, it's really quite simple, said James. No one is above the law. We have to abide by state, federal, and local laws. I believe that we should cooperate with law enforcement, and when I'm governor, I'm going to make sure that we do that. Well, he was then further challenged about whether or not he had actually saw the video of the shooting. Deep sadness that we're even in this situation. Somebody lost their life, and I think there's people that need to be held accountable for it. We'll wrap this up. John James' thoughts about that shooting of the protester in Minnesota last weekend. We'll wrap it up next segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to finish up the story, John James, meeting with law enforcement, was asked about the shooting death of the protester Alex Preedy in Minnesota last week. Asked what ran through his mind when he saw the video of the Preedy shooting, James said, "Deep sadness that we're even in this situation. Somebody lost their life. I think we need to turn the temperature down. The fact that President Trump and Governor Tim Walz have spoken, and it sounds like they're going to be conducting a coordinated investigation between state, local, and federal enforcement, is on the right track. When I'm governor, I'm going to be abiding by the law. I'm going to be enforcing the law, and that includes federal laws as well." Now, one thing you have to understand, and this is my opinion, totally my opinion. Why did not Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and the mayor of Minneapolis, that Fry guy, why did they not want to cooperate with the feds when it came in to them enforcing immigration laws? Get the F out of our city? Basically incited all the protesters. Riled up all the liberals that wanted to go out there and stand out and object, fight, protest, throw things, physically challenge ICE officers while trying to do their jobs. I'm sorry, folks, that was all done by Tim Walz, the governor, and Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis. They, while having the soapbox, the microphones, they're the ones that caused all of their people to get out there and protest. And it was very interesting. I don't know if you guys have checked out yet, but 4 o'clock on Fox News, this young attorney, young guy, Will Kane, is doing a show from Texas, from the state of Texas. He had a young woman who has a podcast and a blog on his show the other day. And this woman put out a very interesting hypothesis, very interesting thought, kind of almost this idea that there's a problem with young women in America, especially white women. Whether you want to call it women's rights, feminist movement, whatever you want to call it, young women are not necessarily getting married and or even having children. For whatever reason, they're not reproducing. They're not doing it perhaps until older in life. But this girl, this lady, this woman on Will Kane's show put up this theory. Women naturally have maternal instincts. By not having children of your own, you have nobody to mother. While these maternal instincts are naturally inherent in your being as a young, able to produce children age, these women are choosing to basically transmute that maternal instinct onto others. Whether it's these illegal immigrants, whether it's the migrant workers, whether it's whoever But anybody that Donald Trump goes against to enforce federal laws against, these women are having a tendency to maternalistically adopt this group of people. This is her theory, not mine. I'm just repeating what she said on the Will Cain show. She was probably, I'm going to say, in her early 30s. It's through this transmuted energy, this transmuted sense of protectionism, that they're actually adopting these groups of people and feel that they need to stand out there and protest ICE against their newly adopted, their own children, if you will. Not saying it's accurate or any way, shape, or form, but it was an interesting discussion. Well, Will Cain pushed back. He said, so let me get this straight. Because a lot of these protesters, especially in Minneapolis, Minnesota, appear to be white liberals in doing what they're doing. Young women. And he said, so what you're saying is by adopting these groups of people, they feel like they are protecting them. And the woman said, yes, absolutely. Well, Cain says, well, that's an interesting concept. Do you think that now that you've put this out there, perhaps some of these young women will start thinking about it? And she said, I hope so. Because if you look at the fact, you don't see moms with minivans and car seats in the back seats blocking ICE in the streets of Minneapolis. You don't see a mother doing it. It's mostly single women. Don't see minivans. Don't see car seats. Well, it's kind of interesting. Well, the bottom line, John James is putting it out there that if he's elected to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, he is going to work with law enforcement, including enforcing federal laws here in the state of Michigan. Well, let's see where the other candidates stand that are primary challenging him. Let's see where they come out and make any announcements to that effect regarding enforcing federal laws here in the state of Michigan. Let's see. Let me find this story. I was looking for it. It was somewhat related. Where did it go? Let's refresh this. No, this isn't the one, but this was one I was going to cover later. In the Senate yesterday, they approved some Senate bills. Senate bills 520 and 521. These bills were sponsored by Senator John DeMoose from Harbor Springs and a companion bill, Senate Bill 705, by Democrat Senator Sue Schenck of Dexter. Senate yesterday approved raising the penalties against human traffickers in Michigan, making it a life sentence. This is raising it from the previous 20-year maximum. And specifically spelled out anybody hiring a child to be a prostitute. Without opposition, the Senate passed these bills. Attorney General Dana Nessel applauded the action, who's been actively pushing to reform Michigan law regarding human trafficking crimes. the Democrat Senator Schenck said, what I've been learning is that human traffickers can make up to, listen to this, $1 million per victim. Basically imprisoning them as a way to hold them hostage against their will to perform sexual acts. Well, this bill is the only way to stop them to get their attention. These bill changes include human trafficking that involves kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, first-degree sexual conduct, or an attempt to kill the person will result in a $50,000 fine and also a for-life felony. Eliminating the word or in the statute between the two punishments, now they will be connected. Human trafficking of a minor will go from a 20-year, $20,000 felony to a $50,000 and a for-life felony. Also, any other kinds of human trafficking will also be a 20-year, $20,000 felony. The minors is for life. Legislation targets prostitution houses. Instead of those property owners facing $750 fine with a six-month misdemeanor, the Democrats' bill, Senate Bill 705, will now subject them to a $1,000 fine and a minimum of 93-day misdemeanor with jail time. If they reach either a second or third conviction, it becomes a $4,000 fine and a five-year felony. The bills also increase the maximum age somebody could be found guilty of felonies or misdemeanors facilitating prostitution, changing it from 16 to 18 years of age. Why would they do that? That I don't understand. They actually raised the age limit from 16 to 18. I think they should have left it at 16. But bottom line is, today's bills represent a partnership between a Washtenaw County Democrat and a Northern Michigan Republican who have learned about the different ways human trafficking reportedly takes shape in their respective districts. DeMoose described facing some unique challenges because of Northern Michigan's resort and tourism destinations, along with our ability to have access to the Canadian border. Some people have been saying there's a big problem on Mackinac Island with human trafficking. Being a border community so close to Sault Ste. Marie, and also other ways to cross the border by boat and other means. Well, we often make the mistake of thinking that this is just sex trafficking. We're finding out it's also labor trafficking, and I know we've had issues with that, especially in the agricultural parts of our district. We're going to wrap this story.